talking about crying and how you do it as an actor or an actress. And I'm very pleased to say I've got Honor Orcutt, an acting lecturer at Liverpool's Performing Arts University, and on the line. So good evening.
Hello. Now, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, look, how hard is it to cry?
Well, it depends from person to person, from production to production. Some people find it very easy and they actually enjoy it. You know, they're quite in touch with their emotions, and some people find it very difficult. It really depends on the person and circumstance.
Do you know, there is a fine line, isn't there? Because as an actress or an actor, you have to know all your lines, you have to know all the words, and then you have to add emotion. It must be incredibly difficult not to kind of go over the top or forget the lines halfway through.
Yeah, of course, but, you know, that's why it's a craft. So you don't really have to cry, not always, thankfully. So there are other things you can do to make it look like you're crying.
And
the ultimate thing is that the audience should believe that you're crying, but you don't necessarily have to cry for that.
Ah, so what are the best tips for doing that there, Anna?
It really honestly depends on the person. Some people find it very easy to do it old school, as I'd like to call it. Sort of they will use their own memories or their own thoughts to access it. But there are other things you can do. If you take the physical stance of crying, as it were, so if you take the shape of crying, and if you start to breathe a little bit more shallow and, you know, pretend that you have difficulty swallowing, put your head in your hands, and, you know, scrunch your face, the crying will eventually come and the emotions with it. So it really depends on the person and how they'd like to do it.
And who do you think is a really good crier in the movies or on the telly? Because I mentioned Juliet Stevenson from Truly Madly Deeply.
Uh-huh.
When she's crying over Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman, yeah.
Not Rick Wakeman. Mind you, some people have cried at his music. No, Alan Rickman. And there's full-on snot on her. I mean, it's a really good cry. But is there anybody of remark?
I don't know. I mean, on the stage, Judi Dench is pretty good.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen her performing in, actually, you know, unconventionally, Sending the Clown, she manages to sing and cry at the same time, which I think is a merit.
Talent. That is talent, isn't it?
Indeed. So not only does she act, she sings and she cries all at the same time.
Do you know what? She's just got it all going on. What's used on screen for fake tears? I mean, is it just water?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think it's sometimes they use simple eye drops that you can, you know, get at the pharmacy. There are more professional products, glycerin-based products, I believe. I'm not a makeup specialist, but you know, stage and screen makeup products that you can buy. And there are also menthol sticks. They're like a lipstick, but with mint, so that you can rub it under your eyes.
Oh, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, I know. And I've had mint blown in my eyes, which was strange. It's that vapour. It's like very gentle vapour they blow into your eyes. But I wear contact lenses, so that didn't work.
I was going to say, did you cry? No.
Well, eventually I did. But it was 4 o'clock in the morning and it was a filming schedule. So it was a hugely behind. So they were panicking to make me cry. And eventually I think the stress got to me.
Did you start crying as a result of that? In which case, yes.
Yeah, no help was needed in the end.
Oh, brilliant. Listen, what's happening at the uni at the moment? Because they're all getting geared up for end of year.
Sort of, yeah. We have lots of productions, and your listeners can find all of our productions on the LIPA website, which is lipa.ac.uk. And we have 3 productions coming up, Women for Women, Trial of Joseph K, and You're in Town. So they're back-to-back in a few weeks' time.
Gosh, there's a bit of pressure on.
Yeah, I'm directing a musical. It's Spring Awakening, and that's in March.
Gosh.
So we've got lots going. So if they check our website, lipa.ac.uk. They're all public productions, so the
Super.
Tickets are on sale.
Oh, wow. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing to cry about, which is great. We wish them all well.
Thank you so much.
Tell them to break their own legs. Theatrical term.
In the theatrical sense, yes.
Honor, it's really lovely to talk to you tonight. Thank you.
My pleasure. Absolute
great
pleasure.
Stuff.
Have a good night.
And you too. Carole King now. It's